Good evening, folks, and thank you for joining me on Next on the Tee. I'm your host, Chris Mascaro, and tonight I am very excited because I get to talk to and to listen to one of my great friends, Mitch Lawrence, share more of his stories and his insights. Anytime our guest list includes one of the Lawrence brothers, you know it's going to be a great show, whether it's Mitch or it's Matthew. And tonight I get to spend some time with Mitch. He just spent some time up in Michigan at Boyne Golf Resort, which looks absolutely spectacular. They have 10 championship caliber golf courses spread out across three separate resorts. You can check them out online at boyne.com/golf, and Boyne is spelled B-O-Y-N-E. So boyne.com/golf. So we're going to hear about the amazing trip that he just got back from when he joins me here in just a few moments. So a lot more insights coming your way tonight on this edition of Next on the Tee. Thank you so much for tuning in and taking the journey with me over the next hour or so. Before we get started, I want to remind you about another great friend, and that's Matthew Lawrence, Mitch's four-minute younger brother. We like to talk about both of those guys at the top of the show every week. Matthew hosts a great golf show called Backspin Golf, which airs Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It's my regular Sunday, 8.03 a.m. tee time. It's broadcast on WLXG ESPN Radio AM 1300 up in Lexington, Kentucky. You can stream it live by going online to WLXG.com or by downloading the WLXG app. It's a fantastic way to start your Sunday mornings. And folks, as you know, we are sponsored by the French Lick Resort. Let's hear a word from our good friend Steve Rondinero about the great things they've got going on up there.
The only place in the country where you can play courses by two Hall of Fame designers on the same property. Our Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses offer two very different challenges. Experience them both and save with our Hall of Fame package. Our two historic hotels are unique as well. Cap it off with a fun visit to the French Lick Casino. Check us out online at FrenchLick.com. Bring a group and save even more. Play legendary golf this season at French Lick Resort.
Yeah, folks, be sure to go online to FrenchLick.com to see for yourself what a wonderful place it is and to book your stay as well. Please also check out our friends over at the Bobby Jones Apparel Company by going online to BobbyJones.com. Their semi-annual sale is going on right now. This is the perfect opportunity to change things up layer upon layer. They make style easy. Find carefully coordinated outfits in a variety of colors and options. The Bobby Jones brand delivers excellence as genuine as the legend himself with their collection of golf performance and lifestyle apparel for both men and women. See it online by going to BobbyJones.com. We're also proud to be partnering with Russ Holden and the wonderful folks over at Caddy for a Cure. One of the most unique opportunities in the world of professional golf is available to you through Caddy for a Cure. You get to spend a day inside the ropes with one of the world's best players as their caddy. It's a fantastic way to have the time of your life while supporting our wounded service members and Fanconi Anemia. You're going to get to walk side by side with your tour player experiencing professional golf as an insider. In addition to the amazing experience you're going to have, you're going to get a fantastic gift package from Caddy for a Cure, which includes Under Armour logoed apparel and an eyewear package, a tour-grade caddy bib, which is suitable for autographs and framing, a tin cup ball marking gift, chef's cut real jerky, and professional photographs from your day. They have spots open right now that you can bid on to caddy for Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, and Justin Thomas as well. Go online to Caddy for a Cure, which is CaddyForACure, caddyforacure.com to learn more. Now back with me on the French Lick Resort guest line is Mitch Lawrence. As you guys know, I'm a huge fan of the Lawrence brothers. Mitch has become a wonderful friend. Again, you hear me mention his show, Talking Golf Getaways, every week at the top of this show because it's fantastic. It marries golf, travel, and even food at some of the best golf resorts in the world. His show is available on golfnewsnet.com, Audio Boom, and really just about anywhere you choose to listen to podcasts. Mitch has recently been to some wonderful golf resorts up in Michigan, so I'm feeling very jealous right about now. Beyond his golf podcast, you probably recognize him from his days acting in TV or in movies like Santa Barbara, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, One Tree Hill, Dawson's Creek, From the Earth to the Moon, In Living Color, Dragnet, MacGyver, Night Court, The Bionic Woman, Saturday Night Live, Not Necessarily the News, L.A. Law, and I could go on and on. He's a wonderful guy, and I am thrilled he is back with me tonight on Next on the Tee. Good evening, Mitch. How are you, my friend?
Well, right now I'm tired. I'm listening to all you said, and I'm tired.
I'm thinking you're tired from where you've been up in Michigan.
I'm thinking about all those things that I've done, and I'm tired. I am thrilled to be here. You know, I always enjoy this. And speaking of great hosts, I can't think of anybody that I'd rather talk to than you.
Ah, well, I appreciate
it. I always compliment you at the beginning of shows, and people may think it's just blowing smoke, but there are very few people, and I've been doing this a long time, but there are very few people who are as competent, as smart, as human as you are in what you do and have as much passion. So I'm thrilled to be here. Anytime I can talk to you, I love it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It means a great deal to me, Mitch. So, my friend, I got to say, is I've been checking out your pages on social media. I've been dying looking at the places that you've been here recently, just up in, you know, in Michigan at Boyne Golf Resorts, 10 golf championship-level golf courses. There are 3 different resorts. The website looks tremendous. So catch us up. Talk to us about your time up there.
Well, it's pretty interesting. A good friend of mine who I've known for years, named Kevin Frisch, who has a wonderful PR company and lives in Michigan, and he's been talking about Boyne for years. Ever since I met him, he's been talking about the great golf courses up in Michigan. And obviously, when you travel in golf circles, you know about resorts and destinations, and I've heard that from a lot of people. And I'd never had a chance to go up to Michigan, especially upper Michigan, and play golf during the summer. And when Kevin invited me on this trip, and there were about 10 of us in the media world, and I jumped at the chance because I thought, how many chances am I really going to get to go and see what this is all about? So I went up there with kind of high expectations based on what I've heard, but very little knowledge about what Boyne has done up there. And I decided before I went that I wasn't really going to research it a whole lot, which is very unlike me. I just thought, I'm going to go as a golfer who knows that Upper Michigan during the summer is a place to go play golf. And I was glad I did that. And at the top of all this, I'm going to give a shout out, even though there were many more, but to 3 people. Kevin is one of them, who's done an amazing job through his PR company, Kevin Frisch PR. The other 2 are both deeply connected to Boyne. And one is a guy named Ken Griffin, who's the director of golf sales and marketing. And the other is Bernie Friedrich, who's the senior vice president for golf and resort sales. And one of the great things about going on a trip like this is that you get to really spend time with the people who make these places go. And as the days went on, and we were there for 5 days, and as the days went on, the three of them let us experience all the different parts. We played 5 rounds of golf in 3 days, so there were courses we didn't play. But the courses they picked for us to play were spectacular. And everybody at Boyne, I had no idea about the company that Boyne is. And it's not just golf, it's skiing also. This is a huge company nationwide that's involved in golf and skiing. And so what they've managed to do, especially in this part of Michigan, right on kind of the bays and then into Lake Michigan, is to create a 12-month atmosphere for recreation. So if you're a skier, you already know about Boyne. Boyne has great mountain skiing. But if you're a golfer and you're not aware of being able to go up there during the summer, they have it set up. The particular places we went were in the Petoskey area of Michigan. And there were 3 resorts. We started out at Boyne Highlands. And I'll just make a blanket statement that every resort course of the 5 that we played, the most immaculate condition for resort courses. And I'm not talking off the charts high-end courses. I'm talking about places that everybody can go and play golf. And I've been to a lot of places, Chris. You know this. A lot of them have wonderful conditioning. But the people at Boyne do a job on every course that they have that makes you feel that when you go from one to the other, no matter which resort you're staying at, you feel like you're being taken care of on the same level at every course. Not just 1 or 2, not just the ones that may be a little more expensive, but every course they have. And that to me was the most, I think the most striking thing about it. Great service, without question. Very customer oriented at every place we went. And I know we were on a kind of a media trip, and people might say, well, they take care of the media because we're going to be talking about it. But I watched the way that they deal with everybody who's there at all these courses. So a shout out to those three guys for organizing and getting us to the places that we went. As far as the golf, the Highlands, Boyne Highlands, is a pretty amazing place. It's got four golf courses. The first one is that we played was the Donald Ross Memorial Course, which was one of the most interesting things that I've ever done. You know me, Chris. I'm a hickory guy. So the history of the game means a lot to me. And the Donald Ross course at Boyne Highlands was, let me back up a step. There's a guy named Everett Kircher, and he was the driving force behind Boyne. A really amazing guy. He was an outdoorsman who loved skiing. That was his first love. And when he decided, he built Boyne Mountain Ski Resort first. And then he was sitting with a friend of his one night. You'll love this. He was sitting with a friend of his one night, and they were talking about the fact that during the summers when skiing wasn't available, there was nothing going on. And his friend said to him at Boyne Mountain, which was one of the three resorts, you should build a golf course here. So they kind of talked about it. They had a few drinks. They went out that night and looked around, and then Everett Kircher went out and cleared room for a par 3 9-hole golf course. And he and his buddy wound up playing this course back and forth. And based on their experience and what he realized about golf and skiing was that they were the perfect tandem. They both needed maintenance. They both had opportunities seasonally. They could keep people on for 12 months and let them work all year as opposed to just saying, well, it's summer, you can't work anymore. So that's how the whole thing started. And I'll talk about the Heather, which was the first golf course, the Robert Trent Jones Senior course. But the first course that we played was the Donald Ross Memorial course. And the story of that really struck me because what wound up happening was Everett Kircher decided that he wanted to build a golf course. Sorry, I'm out on my back porch. You're listening to one of the planes going to the incredibly busy Myrtle Beach Jetport. they decided that they wanted to build, in 1989, they decided they were going to build the Donald Ross Memorial Course at the Highlands. It was voted the best new resort course in America in 1990. And Everett Kircher and his son Steve, a great Midwest designer who most people in different parts of the country aren't aware of, a guy named Bill Newcomb, who's built so many golf courses, mind-boggling, and the great Jim Flick, who most people who know golf would know all about. They decided that they wanted to build kind of a tribute course to Donald Ross. And as opposed to just saying we want to build a tribute course, they spent years, literally, they traveled the country along with Bernie Friedrich, the senior vice president, was telling me the story. They went around the country, this team, and they looked at every Donald Ross course they could find. And they found 120 Ross holes that they narrowed down to 18. And based on the topography of Michigan, the elevation changes from tee to green, the green complexes that they could build, they chose those 18 holes. And they built this golf course. And I have to tell you, the first course I played, I was wearing plus fours. I brought my hickories out, and Kevin Frisch, who I mentioned earlier, plays hickories. So the two of us went out and played the Ross course with our hickories. And it was an absolutely fantastic, amazing day. It's a chance to learn about the history. They have their scorecard lists, all the courses where these holes, these inspired by holes, are from. Seminole, Pinehurst number 2, Oakland Hills, all these great Ross courses. But if you take away that part of it, it is one of the best golf courses you will ever play anywhere. That's the highest praise I can give it. Wow. So the other courses, just quickly, unless you have questions. I realize I'm rambling here, but there's so much to cover. the four courses at the Highlands, the Donald Ross Memorial Course, the Heather, which was the second course we played, and I think really what started all this, and another kind of signature of Everett Kircher, is that when he realized he wanted to build golf courses, like a full 18-hole golf course, in 1963, he asked people around him, because he didn't know that much about golf, who's the designer, who's the architect I should get? And they said Robert Trent Jones Sr., who was, at the time, of course, huge. So he did. He went out and got Robert Trent Jones Sr., who built the Heather. That was the first full golf course at the Highland. And it is equally as spectacular. It's, like I said, every course that's there really blows your mind. And the Heather is peaceful, beautiful, obviously challenging, real Robert Trent Jones Sr. design, kind of heroic shot making, big bunkers. And so we went from the Donald Ross area to the Heather course. And, that's the one also that people, when they really thought about Boyne Highlands, that's the first one that they went, okay, this is really something special. And remember, 1963. So it's not like there were a ton of golf resorts around. And I got to play it with the head pro. His name is Dave Trudell, and he was fantastic. And he really explained a lot of the golf course to me. Obviously, anytime you can go around with the head pro, it's a pretty big deal. He's a great player. He was preparing while we were playing for the Michigan Senior Open, which was about to happen. And so it was a fun, that was a really fun morning. And then we got to play the other course, which is the Arthur Hills course. And again, just a beautiful, beautiful routing among these incredible pine trees. And the signature to me of the Hills course was there's a couple of holes that play through stands of huge white pine trees. And if you've ever played a golf course that's bordered by pines, you think, well, yeah, they're pine trees. But this was the most unusual routing that I had ever seen, because from tee to green on a number of holes, they literally cleared the land and left a straight line of these amazing pines that frame each one of these holes. And when you're out there, you feel like you are absolutely in pine heaven. I can't even explain how beautiful it is. And so we got to play that course. The one course at the Highlands we didn't play was a course called the Moor, which was also designed by Bill Newcomb in 1974. And all four of those together were my first experience of Boyne Golf. And like I said, the conditioning at those four courses, spectacular. Every green ran the same, fast, true, and every one of them exactly the same. So you know how, Chris, when you go to a resort and you play a number of different courses, you may say, well, this one, these greens are like this, these greens are like this. You have some trouble getting used to different green speeds. And at Boyne, that is absolutely not the case. And it's not just there. At the other courses we went to also, that was the takeaway that I got. The manicuring of the golf course, everything was fantastic. So that's Boyne Highland. Can I move to the Inn at Bay Harbor?
Please do.
Are you taking notes, Chris?
Of course I am. Don't be silly.
So we moved about half an hour away to the Inn at Bay Harbor, and it is the signature property. The resort at the Highlands is also great. We stayed at cottages on the Ross Course, and that was a treat to be able to get up in the morning or late at night and just kind of walk outside, and there's a hole from the Ross course was great. But then we moved to the actual Inn at Bay Harbor, which is an incredibly well-known place in Michigan and in Upper Michigan specifically. A beautiful, beautiful resort building with outbuildings, which we stayed in, that are tremendous. And again, the service, fantastic restaurants, everything you need. There's not a lot of other things going on, although Petoskey, Michigan is pretty close in a beautiful little town. But once you're at the inn, you really don't need to leave, and you don't want to leave. You've got the water there. You've got beautiful beach area. You're looking at the bay and then Lake Michigan beyond you, which to me, you know, I grew up in New York. When I look at Lake Michigan, I don't believe it's a lake. I kept saying, well, I said, you're lying. China is on the other side of that. That's how big it is. You don't see land. You see nothing. But you're right on the water. There's all kinds of activities for kids and families. We had a wonderful suite that was kind of on the top floor with a balcony overlooking all the pool areas and bars and everything you could want. So the resort itself was tremendous, but we got to play. There's a 3 9-hole course area at Bay Harbor, and we played 2 of the 9. We did not get to play the Preserve, which was the 3rd 9. All 3 courses were designed by Arthur Hills. And I've traveled a lot. Like I said, I've been to a lot of places that give you a different feel. But the 2 9s that we played, which were the Lynx and the Quarry 9s at Bay Harbor, were off the charts. And I say that with all due respect to all the other great places I've played. It was built in 1997, and you compare these 3 9-hole courses in 3 different ways. So you get a chance to play the Lynx Quarry, the Lynx Preserve, the Quarry, the Preserve. We started out with the Lynx, which is, given that you are on the shores of the lake, incredibly close. It's not fescue. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to mention. Every course at these resorts is bentgrass. And when I say bentgrass, I don't mean just the green. I mean the entire golf course is bentgrass. And if you haven't experienced northern climate bentgrass golf when it's in peak condition, you have to go do this. It is an experience that you'll never forget. The fairways are like a driving range. The rough is, you know, there's definitely rough, but you can hit out of it. And the greens are, like I said, they're unbeatable. So the Lynx and the Quarry, the 2 that we played, the Lynx really gives you a feel without the fescue of being on a Lynx course. There are holes that play over mounding and big kind of Lynx-like bunkers. And one of the par 5s on the Lynx is a blind shot into the green, which sits up on a plateau. And because the water is behind all these holes, you really feel like you could be in Scotland. Now, obviously, you're not. You're in Upper Michigan. But you really feel like you could be. So we started with the Lynx, and then we went to the Quarry, which, as the name implies, is literally a number of holes on the 9 are you play in an old shale quarry. And the design that Arthur Hills did is just spectacular. Spectacular. And fun, challenging, everything you want in a golf course. And can't recommend this highly enough. I wish we had gotten to stay and play the Preserve, but I'll be going back, so I'll do that. And then the 3rd was Boyne Mountain, where it all started with Everett Kircher, and we got to play one of the great, great courses in this resort collection, which is called the Alpine. There's 2 courses there. One's the Monument, which is another amazing idea. They took an amalgam kind of design philosophies, Alistair McKenzie, Pete Dye, a whole bunch of architects, and they decided to shape holes and kind of design them a la those designers. And then they went ahead and named each hole for a great player on the Monument course. So when it opened, Sam Snead and Gene Sarazen came to the opening. And this was in 1984, so they had a great opening there. And then the Alpine, which was built in 1968 and also designed by Bill Newcomb, that was one of the first courses that allowed, that had carts only, and there's a good reason for it. When we started our round at the Alpine, and I played with the head pro there, Casey Powers, who was great to play with. Tell me if you've ever heard this, Chris. You get in a golf cart when you get to the clubhouse at the Alpine, and you ride for 10 minutes in the golf cart up to the first tee.
Wow. Okay.
10 minutes. And along the way, you just kind of keep going up and up and up and up, and you're going under ski lifts for the ski season. You get to the top, and what happens after that is what's truly amazing. 14 of the 18 holes play downhill. Obviously, they have to have a way of getting back up too, so there's 4 that play uphill. But the course gives you views of the mountain, obviously, of all the ski areas that are there, and of Deer Lake, which is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful lake. And you wind through the mountain kind of feeling of this with trees and the lake behind you and the skiing part, and it's really quite an extraordinary experience. And so that was our final round, was at the Alpine, and then we got to have a great dinner right behind the golf course clubhouse, and I saw so many kids with their families out on the lake, and they have a putting course. And they also have the par three course that I mentioned, probably what feels to people like about 2 years ago now. But they have the par three course, which while you're eating dinner, great, great menu, by the way, at the golf course, like a high-end restaurant at the golf course. And we were sitting on the patio, and I looked over, and I saw a bunch of kids carrying their bags up this hill under a ski lift. And that's the par three course that Everett Kircher built originally. So they're still using it. You can play it till 1 o'clock in the morning. It's lighted, so you can play at night.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the kind of, just to wrap this all up, that's the kind of thought and, you know, customer service kind of attitude that they have at Boyne. And every place that we went to reflects it. Every person we dealt with reflects it. And if people didn't get the idea by now, I can't recommend this place highly enough. If you're hot summertime and you want to get away, go play a great place. And I have to say, I'm really tempted to go back in the fall when all these leaves start.
Why wouldn't you be? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be unbelievable. So that's my kind of not so quick review of the morning.
That's awesome.
It was a great, great trip.
So for our listeners now that are dying to go check it out for themselves and to, you know, continue to follow you and Darren and the great places that you get to go and play and stay and that sort of thing, let them know, remind them, how can they do that?
Well, as you said, Boyne.com/golf is their website. And I really, you said it, the website is really great. You can go through all the courses, see all the amenities, everything else they have there, and when you do, you'll want to get on a plane or get in your car and just drive over there. So that's a great way to do that.
Well, Mitch, I can't thank you enough for your time tonight and to sit back and listen to the wonderful place that you just came from. It sounds fantastic. I know we're all jealous of you and being able to go there. Hopefully a lot of us will get the opportunity to do it or to continue to live vicariously through you for the great places that you get to go and talk about on your show, Talking Golf Getaway. So thanks for your time, my friend. You're fantastic. I hope you'll come back and join me again real soon.
Thank you. You may be jealous, but I'm grateful. And I hope to get to go to some of these places with you real soon. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Mitch. Take care, my friend. That's the great Mitchell Lawrence. And again, the name of his show is Talking Golf Getaways. You can find it over on golfnewsnet.com or over on Audio Boom as well. And pretty much anywhere you can consume podcasts, you're going to find Mitch and a finer individual you won't find anywhere on this planet than Mitch Lawrence. So hopefully we get the privilege of having Mitch back on the show again real soon. In between now and then, be sure to check out his podcast. It's fantastic stuff. All right, folks, time for me to put a bow on this episode of Next on the Tee. My sincere thanks again go out to Mitch Lawrence. Please give me your thoughts. Check out our page on Facebook, Next on the Tee with Chris Mascaro. Share your comments with me there. Plus, if you've got a question for one of our future guests or someone who's been on the show, please let me know. We'll be glad to try to get those questions answered for you. Please also check out our website, nextonthetee.net, to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus there you can stream or download any of our archive episodes. It links you right back to our page over on Podbean. And we can't thank our good friends on Podbean enough for their support. We're featured right there in their golf section. Means a great deal to us. They're fantastic folks. And if you love podcasts across any genre, please go check it out. Podbean.com or download the Podbean app. Please also check out our sister show on the football side, Thursday Night Tailgate, with me and my co-host Bob Lazzari and our announcer Joe Lajanusa. That show airs live every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can stream it live right here on Blog Talk Radio, and that show like this one also available over on Podbean and on iHeartRadio as well. On Thursday Night Tailgate, we're joined every week by five NFL legends sharing their stories from their playing days and giving us their insights into what's going on around the NFL today. Plus, we highlight two players every week in our Spotlight on the Positive segment that are doing great things in their communities. You can find that show, like I say, online at ThursdayNightTailgate.com. This show, NextOnTheTee.net. Folks, thanks again for choosing to listen to this show today. We know you got hundreds of podcasts and shows you have the opportunity to listen to. We really appreciate the fact that you are making next on the T, one of them. Until next week, hit them straight, my friends.
You've been listening to Next on the T with Chris Mascaro, where PGA and LPGA pros and top instructors and media members go to tell their stories. Join us the same time every Tuesday to hear more stories about the game we love from people who love sharing those stories with you. It's all about the great game of golf. It's all about the great game of golf.